Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details coming up right after this.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Heber Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpieper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
Well, a wide price spread was seen today between cattle and hog futures, given that each market posted triple-digit price moves in opposite directions. Corn prices were lower in light trade, with September corn futures about 4 cents lower. Meanwhile, stock markets were lower too in light trade, with the Dow Jones 49 points lower, while NASDAQ was down 2 points. Cattle futures, though, continued to erode throughout the day, with aggressive triple-digit losses seen through the market. Traders were focused on the sharp losses in the feeder cattle markets. Additional losses seen throughout the day caused long-term pressure on the market and started creating questions about underlying support levels. Cash cattle trade, though, appeared to be done for the week following movement of most cattle on Wednesday. This is allowing both sides to go back to the drawing board and assess the overall market situation before having to step back into the market next week. Gains, though, quickly developed across the feeder cattle market today as traders seemed to jump on board with the support developing late in the week in lean hog futures. But this support quickly evaporated as sellers moved back into the market. Additional selling pressure continued to heap on the cattle market, with losses in nearby contracts reaching and exceeding $2 per hundredweight. A lack of end-of-week support actually continued to pressure the market through the end of the day. And grain futures tried to edge higher as the overnight session began to wind down after selling off across the board this week for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Corn prices, though, attempted to turn around after light but fairly steady selling overnight. Nearby futures gravitated towards the $3.25 strike ahead of today's expiration of September options, which kept markets choppy. Soybeans posted modest gains to reverse earlier light selling overnight as the market licked its wounds, followed by yesterday's steep losses that took futures to 2-week lows. Nearby September battled at the $10 strike ahead of the options expiration today, and wheat prices were mixed as the market tried to hold on despite bearishness in the global market. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.